You know, somebody out there might be saying, so what are we in? What is this experience? Well, you can just look around you and figure it out because everything's a fractal. So your house, you go to the kitchen, it's a box. Your bedroom's a box. Your bathroom's a box. When you tie into the phone or the computer, it's a box. Like a TV. When you watch a TV, it's used to be called the idiot's box, you know. So a box can be a rectangle or a square or whatever. So when you order something from Amazon, you have to log into a box, and then Amazon ships it in a box. Post office box. It's delivered to your P.O. box. P.O. O.P. Berthing. The truck that it is moving in a box behind a cab. So let's say you want to order something. You want to order a washing machine. So the washing machine or a dryer is a box, you know. So you get on your computer, which is a box, and you type in some corporation, which is kind of a box. They have their own little system. Just like a denominational box has its own system. So you get on the computer box and you order. You look at boxes on the screen or squares, and you order a washing machine or a dryer box, and it gets shipped in a box, and the box gets shipped in a truck, which is a box car. It might have to go through, it might even come from China or something, go over the ocean in a big box. What are you? What is going on? The baby comes out of a box. So there's a conception. The man and the wife in their box house have a baby, but it has to come out through a box. They call it the box. It's birthed in a hospital box. And there's probably, your food shows up in a box. Jack in the box, you know. Why is everything a box? God has to give you the reality that you can understand. The 666 flesh mind is the box. The cube. It's a little dicey in the cube, right? Six sides on a cube. Cube, C-U-B-E, Q-B, you're being developed into Q. Star Trek, they had this creature called Q. You're in Q. You're in your little box. You're in Q. You're in a denominational box, and you get comfortable, and you go to that building, which is a box, and you sit there, and you listen to that sermon. What's the purpose? To birth you out of the box until Christ be formed in you. When you leave your house or any kind of cube box that you're in, elevator, house, mobile home, car, your car is a box, you have to open the door. How do you get out of the 666 cube flesh mind? You open the door. What is the door? Jesus is the door. That's the only way you're going to get out of your box. If you talk to enough people, you'll see that bloodline boxes and culture boxes and family boxes, you know, people get in a box. Their mind is stuck in a box of some sort. And when you try to break them out, they resist it. And so what are you in? You're actually, everything around you is a projection. You're walking around in a hologram. I'm not sure yet how far the box extends. I think it's probably six. I'm not really sure. I don't know if it's 6 inches out or 6 feet out. It might be 15 feet out. But you're walking around, and it might be 6 millimeters, or it might not even be a distance. It's just enclosure. It's a cube enclosure. So when you're interfacing with somebody, your box is interfacing with somebody else's box, and that's why it's face-to-face. And so when you face off with somebody in conversation, it's together turn. And so you're turning over the truth. And if you compare line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little bit, you'll have to come to the conclusion that this is a hologram. If there's no new human condition, and there's not, and everybody's experiencing the same stuff, the outside is changing, but the outside is changing, but it's really not changing. It's the same, because you see the same stuff every day. So the outside is not changing. I mean, it's moving. Stuff's moving, but it's the same. If you drive down the road, you see a telephone pole, then a telephone pole, a tree. It's moving and changing, but it's the same truth. Every step that you take, it's really not moving. It's the same truth. It might feel like it's moving, is my point, but it's not. The outside, there's nothing new. Same old, same old. So if the outside is the same old repeat, then what's really changing? Your inner man. Now, when I say it's changing, I'm talking about it looks from the 3D experience that is moving and around you, but it's not really nothing's really moving. When you look at the tree is standing firm. And if you take the word and you unfold it, and you unfold occupy, and you unfold the word stand, it just means to stand, but it means also a continuance. You continue in your post. So it looks like that mail appears in your mailbox, but it's really not. It's the forefront of your mind. I noticed this on the job one time. We were having a meeting, and I was starting to wake up to this. And I went home, and the very thing we were talking about in the meeting showed up in my mailbox the next day or so. And I told my boss, I said, everything we're talking about is showing up in my mailbox. What's going on? He said, you're crazy. What are you talking about? I was breaking the matrix, you know. And when you start to break the matrix, everybody around you resist it, because they get comfortable in their little box. The reason I'm recording this video is because I'm sitting here looking in front of me at the wallpaper on the wall, or the top wallpaper, and it was like right here in my face, and there was this movement. And actually, if you focus just like a few inches in front of you, you can actually see the cube can be way out 8 feet in front of you. It can be right in front of you. It's the weirdest thing. But I decoded it by just a thought experiment over the years. Line upon line, precept upon precept. And so everything that happened at the cross. You're just living out of Genesis 3 repeat, and you're going to see Adam and Eve all over the place, the ones and the zeros. You're going to see Cain and Abel everywhere. You're going to see the offspring of Adam and Eve, which is Cain and Abel, and you're going to see the negative and the positive. And this is why people are able to predict price movement on the stock market, and they're able to predict the weather, because it's a cube. It's all what is has already been, what shall be is, what was has been, shall be Genesis 3 repeat. The reason there's oceans out there and the reason there's lakes, because your body is 70% water. The reason there's oil in the earth is because your body has oil in it. The reason your buildings have a plumbing code is because you have plumbing. You eat and it has to go out. The reason you have a trash can on the street is because your body has built in a trash can. The reason you paint your house because your skin peels off and you get new skin. Long story short, it's right here. To wake up to it is so contrary to what the average person believes that it's hard to talk to them about it. And you're probably going to have to just talk to people online, because people that you rub shoulders with in the 3D, they can't hear you. They act, some people can. I've talked to some people. But they really have to be... usually the older people can't hear you. The younger people can hear you, but the older people really can't hear you. The only way that you can see it is be like a little child and just keep growing. God teaches you and you learn something new and you just keep digging and knocking and asking and seeking, and He just keeps revealing stuff, you know. You're walking around interfacing. You're really all, everybody's at the same point. Everybody's at the same nexus point. It's from Him, through Him, and to Him. Everybody's at the same nexus point, but the flesh mind separates everything. But in the spirit, everything's connected. Now, the unsaved, they're disconnected completely. So that's why when you walk in the room, they get convicted or they get mad, some of them. Anybody running from God gets mad at you because you're seeking God, because they're a virus in the program. And they don't like what you have to say.